Pardon?
Yeah. Pure attraction.
Attraction? Are you sure? What is it that attracts? Anybody? Go on. See, we were talking of the sun and the moon as the first two forms of knowledge, original knowledge. Sun is the perfect source, which keeps giving light all the time. Moon is the perceived source of what we perceive as what is the truth. It is very distorted because it is reflected light. What you see in the mirror is not the real you, because you don't see a 3D. What you are seeing is 2D over there. Like that, the mind is normally thinking always in 2D terms. One dimension is invariably missing. And time dimension is invariably lost in the mind. Sometimes you think that, oh, I'm in the US, then next time you wake up, you're in India. Of course, you can't travel like that. So the time dimension is also lost in the mind. This mind is subject to influences by these planets, including this great Jupiter out here. These planets ruling these five tattvas are subject, are having a strong impact on this mind. What is the impact of each of these on the mind? From a very, very basic perspective, what happens when, let us say, some solid element is lost or damaged? Go on. Somebody, go on. Yeah, anything which is lost is unstable. Right. So what exactly is happening out here? The power of conversation. Why? Need not be. Need not. I have Mercury and Moon aspecting each other. Do you think I have lost the thread of conversation? Even if they have it, I'm just giving an example. I have. In fact, one of the yogas is called Sharada Yoga. Sharada Yoga means the moon and Mercury having a perfect conjunction, a perfect influences, one on top of the other. I could break all your foundations. I can give you such examples which are exactly the opposite of what you have learnt, with references. The point is, until you understand why, you will not know when to pick what. That is very important to know why of a yoga, the how of a yoga, and the when of a yoga. The three things, always, in any point, in anything you learn, the why it is happening. You say they don't talk, there's a speech defect, why it is happening. Yeah, until you know the why, the how, and the when, we won't know. We won't know Jyotish. So what happens when this is weakened? What is the message that is going to the mind? What is the message it gives to the mind? Pain. Any breakage of physical, this thing brings pain. Have you ever seen someone breaking his bones? What is the important lesson that we are learning over here from Mercury? A young child, if the bone breaks, the bone will mend. An old person, it will be difficult. Why? Because Mercury indicates the younger generation, people who are young. So when bones break, with the younger generation they will heal faster than with the older people. That is another important lesson we learn from here. Okay? So the breakage of a bone, the falling of a tooth, is not much of a problem for a kid. But for an old man, oh yes. My tooth has gone down, you look at it in the mirror, you say, I need to see the dentist, have a substitute done. Kid is not bothered. He knows another one will grow out of that. Mercury shows that which is an ability within you at a particular state, at a particular stage of your growth. This solid is strong when you are young. As you become older, Mercury, the molecules the bones become porous, they become brittle. It is possible that they can break. Yeah, everything is becoming porous. The time for breakage, the separation is coming.
Even the mind gets eerie.
That's a nice one. So what is happening with Mercury's influence over here? How is the message going to the mind? Shall I come to something easier and then go to the Mercury? What sort of a message will Mercury give to the mind? That's right. The one thing that makes your bones move is a hell of a lot of energy, because it is the heaviest thing in your body, and a tremendous amount of strength is required for moving the bones. So what happens when there is a problem with regard to bones? The bones at a certain age stop creating themselves, stop replacing themselves. You know, after all, anything in your body is nothing but molecules that have come together. When we talk of the bone is nothing but bony molecules that have come together. If at an age, my body is unable to create any more of those bony molecules, loss of bony molecules will cause my bones to become weak, painful. So what is it that I must do to always keep my bones strong? Pardon? Stay young? Correct. Very correct. Weight-bearing exercises help the bones to be strong. What else? Anybody else? Mars what? Yeah, at any point of time. Cutting across everything. At any point of time, Mars has to be very strong. Any weakness coming to Mars is bad. The message does not come directly from the planet to the moon. This is what I wanted any one of you to point out. Some planet running the sky is not going to tell me, Sanjay, I should be drinking water now. There is no way. It cannot happen like that. This planet will only indicate its requirement of more energy if it is weak at any point of time. The message that will go to the moon is only an energy message. More energy or less energy, and for what purpose? I hope I'm being understood. The moon is getting the only messages directly from here. All these three of Mercury, Venus, and Saturn are only telling the requirement of energy to Mars. It's a beautiful hierarchy, you know. Now I try to draw a hierarchy over here. Here's a big boss, he's hanging around there, no one can access him directly. Here's the queen over here. The queen is only talking to the commander-in-chief, Mars. And Mars is telling, Venus requires so much money for carrying on her activities. Saturn says he wants more wages all the time. He's got his wage-related problem. And Mercury needs some more money now for his pocket money. He's blown it all up. So that's how it is. These planets are giving their energy requirements to Mars. And Mars is communicating with the mind. The mind is drawing energies from the sun and passing them on. That is why no matter what work we do, there is a level of mental fatigue. This is very important thing you got to learn. No matter what, even if you are doing physical work, there is an amount of mental fatigue involved. No matter whatever you do, the very fact that you are awake, let's say you just stay awake. I say, today is my holiday. I will not work at all today. You just stay awake for 12 hours. At the end of 12 hours, you will have something called mental fatigue and you will need to sleep. That is why we all need to sleep. Otherwise, there is no need to sleep. You see the important thing out here? Till now, none of you know why we need to sleep every day. Now you know why we need to sleep every day. You see, the moon, Mercury tension is that, no, first find out what is happening. Mercury will only give a message of shortage of energy. If I have a method or a means to increase mercurial energies, I can solve this problem. So the healing does not lie in healing over here. Healing lies in redistribution of the energies, if my energies are limited, or increasing energies, if there is some means I can do to tap in more.